Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hey there, folks. Jen Bunk here, CEO of the PeopleStack. And on today's episode of the PeopleStack podcast, I'm going to talk about how your thoughts are your own worst enemy, and they are what is sabotaging your career and your chances of career advancement, and your chances of being the best leader you can possibly be, and your chances of living the life that you want to. Your thoughts are what are in the way. Today, we're going to talk about how to turn your thoughts from your worst enemy into your best friend. Stay tuned. Hello, hello, everyone from the warm and beautiful and peaceful Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And I know you all want to be living in your best self. You all want to be living your dream. You want to be living like you're on vacation. You want to have balance in your life. And you also want to make sure that you're making the impact that you know that you're capable of making as a technical leader. And today we're going to talk about the one thing, like if there is one thing that is getting in your way, it's your thoughts. It's your self-sabotage. It's your self-talk. It's your thoughts are your own worst enemy. Like what is the enemy of career growth? Some of you are probably wanting to figure that out, right? Like why am I not getting recognized? Why has it been 2, 3, 4 years since I've gotten more than a 10 or 15% raise? Why am I working so hard, 40, 50, 60 plus 70, 80 hour weeks, and I don't have the paychecks and the position and the authority to show it? Like, I know that you're listening right now because it's not just about being under-recognized and underpaid and overworked. It's also about the fact that you know you're capable of more. And you know you're capable of creating more impact at work and with your team and changing the lives of the clients and the customers that you serve. But you don't have the authority. You don't have that seat at the table to be able to implement the changes and implement the innovation and implement all the wonderful ideas that you know will help get there, will help your company, the company that you work for, get there. And I know that can be beyond frustrating. And so today I want to talk about how your thoughts are your own worst enemy here. And that negative self-talk, that self-sabotage, that mind chatter that keeps telling you you're not good enough. Those thoughts that haunt you that say, why are you even bothering to level up in your career? It's not going to happen anyway. That self-sabotage when you look in the mirror and you try your best to see your best self, but all that comes back is maybe $150K a year is all that I'm worth. Maybe that's all there is. And so this negative self-talk, and by the way, anything, any thought that crosses your mind that is not 100% in line with your best self, 100% in line with who you know you're capable of being as a leader, which is a badass technical leader, a world-class badass technical leader, and an assertive servant leader. Any other thoughts other than that, they're self-sabotaging you. any thoughts and say, well, I don't have the time. I don't have the time to upgrade my career and upgrade myself as a leader. Or I don't have the energy. I just can't do it. All of that is sabotaging you. It is destroying your chances of actually getting where you want to go in your career and in your life as well. For our high-end clients, it's not just about their career. They've built the engine for growth. They've built a radically stable and robust and scalable engine that is their career. And now they're like, let's test it to its limits and let's create my dream life. And for some of our clients, especially our high-end clients, it means starting their own business or traveling the world and finally having that time for themselves and while they're working their dream job. And so they get to have the impact and create the income and have that freedom that they know that they've wanted. And so I know you all want that too. And what I want to talk about are the ways that your negative self-talk, that negative mind chatter, that self-sabotage, that really it's imposter syndrome showing up. When imposter syndrome shows up, what does it say? What does it say? That's the kind of thing that I'm talking about. I'm not good enough. Nobody likes me. I don't have enough time. Maybe this isn't for me. Everybody else is capable of doing this, but that's for them. It's not for me. And I want to show you all the ways that this is sabotaging your career. And it's sort of like, actually, I can give you some examples. You know, I got about 20 minutes or so. I like to keep these at about 20 minutes or so. So I can't tell you all the ways, but I can certainly start showing you the ways that your thoughts, your negative mind chatter, are having these negative effects on your career and the rest of your life as well, because your career is an engine for growth. So one of the big ways that we see when clients start working with us and when they first start reaching out to us, one of the huge ways that we see this negative mind chatter, you're not good enough. Why are you asking for more? You shouldn't ask for more. That's not right. You're being a greedy little Miss Two Shoes or whatever it is, you know, that the negative thoughts that come in. Like you're being a greedy person that's just about money. You shouldn't ask for more. That's wrong. That's a terrible thing to do, to ask for more money. So where does this show up? A lot when clients start working with us in the negotiation phase. In the negotiation phase, when you're negotiating the terms of an offer, if you're on the job market, or the terms of that raise or promotion, if you're looking for that up-leveling internally. And so for a lot of our clients, they have been leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table. And their pride, their dignity on their table. They're sacrificing their pride. They're sacrificing their dignity. They're sacrificing who they are because of this mind chatter that's saying, you shouldn't ask for more. That's not the right thing to do. What if they renege the offer? What if they think you're a terrible person for asking for 15, 20 to 30% more? And because of our need to be liked and our need to be right and our need to want that offer, like, oh wow, bird in hand, you better take it. That's what mind chatter looks like sometimes too. Negative mind chatter. Bird in hand, you better take it and don't negotiate. It can fly away. Well, sometimes that bird in hand is a marshmallow peep. Thank you to Rob for that metaphor. It works. Sometimes it's not actually a bird in hand, first of all, right? It's like, oh my God, I have to take this offer because it's been given to me. Is it actually a bird? Is it actually something that you want? Is it actually an engine for growth and a beautiful metaphor for soaring in your career? Or is it just sugar-filled nonsense? Is it just sugar-filled empty calories? That's something to keep in mind too. But let's say it is your hell yes position. You better take it. you better take it, don't negotiate. And then what happens? You don't negotiate, and you just take it, and you say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'll take it. And of course they're grateful, and of course you are, and you're in a wonderful position. It may be your dream job, or you're on the way to your dream job. You know, if so, congrats to you. But you're leaving a lot on the table. And it's not just the money. It's not just the money. I encourage you to take a look at the money you're leaving on the table for not negotiating. And it's in the tens of thousands of dollars. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. And it's also not just your pride, your dignity, your courage that you're leaving on the table as well. Your ego takes a hit for not negotiating, because then even more negative mind chatter comes in, because it's like coulda, woulda, shoulda. And you start playing the coulda, woulda, shoulda game. You start beating yourself up for not negotiating. It's not just that. It's also now, because you didn't negotiate, because you didn't give them the opportunity to go to bat for you, because you didn't give them the opportunity to advocate for you and show them what they have, now you've set the tone, you've set the frame for the relationship, which is basically when they offer something, you're just going to take it and you're not going to negotiate. Is that what leaders do? No. Leaders negotiate. Leaders influence. Leaders say, I hear you, and here's why I have a counteroffer. You don't just roll over and say, sure, yes. Yes, ma'am, good. Right? So by not negotiating, you're setting the tone for your relationship with everybody at work that just, you're a yes gal. You're a yes man. The best leaders are not yes gals and yes men. And I know that's not who you really are. You didn't get to where you are in your career by simply saying yes all the time. Yeah, some of it. Maybe you said yes too often, and it happens all the time. But you've gotten where you are in your career and are soaring so high right now. I know it doesn't always feel like it, but you've come far, and I want you to remember that. I know that you want to go further, and that's why you're listening here. But you've come far, and I want you to remember that. It's because you didn't settle. You did not settle. So why settle when you're negotiating? Because of your mind chatter. Because you're worried. Because you're scared. Where's another place that shows up? Negotiation is way at the end of the timeline in terms of what it takes to land a hell yes job at a hell yes salary with hell yes impact and hell yes freedom. Let's go all the way back to the beginning of just trying to figure out what the F is going on, first of all, in your career. Because in order to get to that position where somebody's offering you a job at your hell yes job, it has to start at the beginning of what's going on. I have to fix this. And I would say 100% of our clients, when they start working with us, day one, week one, every single one of them is unclear about where they need to go in their career, and really, really, what is the root cause? Really, 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 what's not working in their career? And really, 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 what are the decisions that they need to make in order to move forward? One of the big decisions is, do I stay or do I go? A lot of you are right there, right now. You're in a position at an organization that you've worked at either for a while, for years and years and years, 10, 20 years. We've had clients who have worked at the same organization for 20 years and have been trying to leave for 20 years. And finally, once they started working with us, they made the decision to leave because they knew it was best for them. Or some of you have only been working there for a little bit. In either way, that's the reason why you haven't left yet. Oh, it's been so long. I can't leave after I've been working somewhere for 20 years. Or, oh, I just started working here a year ago. I can't leave yet. That would look bad. So whatever the situation is, you might be in a situation where you've been working somewhere 20 years or a year, but you know, like in your heart of hearts, in your gut, your superhero version of yourself is screaming, get GTFO. is screaming because it's because it's a toxic culture. Your boss is a terrible person. When you take a look at who you want to be as a leader, your boss is like the opposite person. You've been trying to get recognized, and it's like crickets. And meanwhile, you see the writing on the wall. It's like changes in leadership, changes in product vision that just do not align with who you are as a leader and the kind of impact you want to make. And yet you still stay. Because you're stuck in do I stay or do I go? Because the mind chatter is, you better be grateful for what you have, man. It's COVID right now. Be thankful you have a job where you're making at least in the six figures. Because of that mind chatter. Oh, what would happen? Bird in the hand is worth two in the bush, man. Right? Like, why would I go out and go out on the job market and take another full-time job of trying to look for a job when I have a job right now? It's good enough. It's good enough. I don't think I'm really worth more anyway. So I think, you know what, I'm just going to be grateful for what I have. Translation, I'm going to settle. Oh, and it's too much work anyway. It's too much work anyway to go out on the job market. And you know what, I actually, you know, even though they've only given me like 5% raises over the last 20 years, they're really, really nice to me. All of that is negative mind chatter, because all of that is basically saying I'm not good enough. It's basically saying I should settle because I don't have the strength and the power and the courage and the conviction and the commitment to make a change in my career, when all of that is bullshit. You do have the strength and the courage and the commitment and the resourcefulness and the decisiveness and the wisdom to make a change in your career. It's why you're listening right now. Because, yeah, another place why your negative self-talk, which can show up in sneaky ways, is sabotaging your career, because you can't make a decision about what's next. You can't make a decision about what's next. What's one more way? What's one more place where this shows up? Another place where this shows up is in building a resume. I encourage all of you, whether you're on the job market or not, to make sure to keep your resume updated as possible. This is one of the key things that we help all of our clients with, whether they're on the job market or whether they're looking for an internal promotion. It's required for all of our clients to upgrade their resume. And most of them don't argue with that. I'm kidding. All of them are like 100%. Yes, yes, yes. They're like, day one, can we do our resume? Right? They're like, oh, cool. We got you covered. We absolutely got you covered. And so you want a kick-ass resume. You want a resume like we talk about with our clients. You want a resume that turns readers into advocates. You want a resume where you show it to someone and they are just ready, willing, and able to like jump in the pool and advocate for you. I'm ready to jump in the pool right now. It's getting hot out here. That's beside the point. Like, your resume is really important. And in order to write a kick-ass resume, you cannot have that negative mind talk, because a kick-ass resume shows your value. A kick-ass resume demonstrates that, yes, I am a badass world-class leader. Bring me in for an interview. So if you have that negative mind chatter of I'm not good enough, maybe I should just stay here, maybe I should settle, I you know what, I don't think I want to invest in myself and invest in health because I don't have enough money, I don't have enough time, I don't have enough energy. If that's your negative mind chatter and you're trying to write a resume, yeah, it's going to be terrible. You're going to try, right? It's not going to be terrible, but it's not going to be the best version of you. And that's what lands you your hell yes job. Otherwise, you're just going to keep settling and you're going to stay exactly where you are. Because that's the other key piece too, is to up level in your career. You need to be able to develop the mind chatter of that badass world-class leader who's like 3-4 steps ahead of wherever it is you are right now. So for example, some of you are in manager positions where you're managing a team of ICs. And where you want to get to next is you want to be a manager of managers, director level position, VP, something like that. That's what's next for you. In order to make that happen, your mind chatter, your consciousness, your beliefs, your thoughts have to align first with the thoughts and the consciousness and the identity of that director before you can make that director position happen. So it's not just about eliminating the mind chatter. It's about saying, you know what? I have a powerful inner voice that's like, go for it. And then from that place, you can negotiate powerfully. From that place, you can make really, really critical and really decisive decisions about your career. And from that place, you can write a kick-ass resume. From that place, you can have the conversations that are necessary to get to that next level because you're already there. It's like Kramer said in Seinfeld, in my head, Jerry, I'm already there. Right? It's like, that's where you need to be. That's where you need to be. And so look, we want you all, like if you're listening to this and this is resonating, what I want for you is to be able to go from a place where you're under-recognized, undervalued, overworked, feel like you don't have the freedom and the impact and the income to support the life that you know you're capable of because you feel so behind in your tech career. You feel so stuck in your tech career. We want you to go from there, which is like your head's below water and every once in a while you like peek up and take a breath, but like every single day feels like you're running out of air. We want you going from there to soaring. To a place where you're soaring and skipping and walking and flying over that water. And occasionally you decide to take a dip because it feels so refreshing. And what that means is you're in your hell yes job with your hell yes team at your hell yes salary. And you're recognized up the wazoo so much so you're like, oh gosh, stop it. Where you're paid what you're worth. And there's like a whole new level of abundance in your life. And there's like adjustments that need to happen there, but quality problems. And there's a whole new level of freedom in your life. Some adjustments need to happen there too, but again, quality problems. I have more time and more money than I know to need, that I know what to do with. Please help. Again, for a lot of our high-end clients, that's the level that they're at. And they're happy to have those problems and we're happy to help them solve them. That's where we want you to get. And if that's where you want to get, I want you to book a call with our team right now. ThePeopleStack.com/book. ThePeopleStack.com/book. It's going to bring you to their calendar. Pick your time zone. Pick a time that works for you. Enter your name, your email, your phone number. And that's it. It'll be on your calendar. It'll be on my team's calendar. You'll be talking with one of my expert career strategists. We actually interviewed Daniel Perez. So if you're watching this on YouTube or on the podcast, you can listen to my interview with Daniel. So you'll talk with one of them. We'll be interviewing the other ones too soon, I promise, so you can get to know them a bit more. But you don't have to wait for that. They're there and ready and willing and able, and they're ready to love you enough to help you get the clarity that you need. Get 100% clear on what's not working in your career right now. And if we can help you fix it, they're going to talk about what it's going to look like. So thepeoplestack.com/book. Book that call today. There's no reason to wait another moment. Because look, guys, straight talk, honest talk here, you get one life. You only get one life. Live it. And use your career as the engine for living life to the fullest. Big hugs to you all. Love you all. Talk to you soon. Bye for now. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.